Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the show. As always, I am so happy to have you here today. I have to tell you, I am so excited for our upcoming trip. We are leaving in just a couple of weeks to Puerto Vallarta in Mexico, and everything is ready for the trip. I was really nervous. I am such a procrastinator, and I waited a little too long probably to apply for my daughter's passport. So it was the first time we were getting our passport. She just turned 2, and I waited a little over a month before we were leaving. I expedited and everything, and I was shocked. We got it in just under 2 weeks turnaround time. I was really, really surprised. So that relieved a lot of stress for me because I was really worried about if it was going to come on time. So everything's ready. We are flying down first class, which I'm so excited about, on United. We're staying at 2 different all-inclusive resorts. This is really our first time to Mexico for me and my husband and my daughter, which is really sad. It's our first all-inclusive, first time flying first class, so all the things. It's just wild to me that, like, we're adults. I'm 33, my husband's 40, and we're experiencing this for the first time, and yet my 2-year-old daughter is getting to experience this as well. It's just, she is literally being, like, her childhood is completely different than what me and my husband had, and it just makes me so happy to be able to give her that and give her this life and these experiences that we never were able to have, and to also teach her to be able to do this for herself. So for her kids in the future and for her family, and I mean, she's never going to have to worry about paying for a vacation, which is just wild to think about. So I love what it is doing for her, and I will definitely do a destination day on Puerto Vallarta when we get back. I was really surprised I added everything up because I was curious on how much we saved on the trip. We are staying at Hyatt for both of them, so it's completely $0 free stays. Everything's included, and then flights down there, and we saved over $8,000 on this trip, which is crazy. So all we did was pay taxes on our flights, which I will figure out how much that was when we do that episode, but yeah, wild to think about saving over $8,000 on our first all-inclusive. So definitely more to come on that. But today we are talking about credit card applications. I have had lots of questions from you guys asking specifically more on business applications and how to fill them out. And I know that they can be a little intimidating. So we're going to go over personal and business applications, just the information that you're going to need. What to do maybe if you are denied or if it goes into pending, all of just those things, because I really do. I talked about this in the last episode with Marriott's business card right now, and I don't want you to miss out on points just because you're afraid of a business card or maybe filling out that business application. So I'm going to go over everything that you need to know before filling them out. So for the personal applications, they're actually really straightforward. It is just going to be your basic information that you're going to put in. Now, each bank is going to be just a little bit different, so there might be a different question here and there depending on which bank or which card you're applying for. But for the most part, it's just basic information. It's asking for your name, your address, your social security number. They'll ask a few questions on the type of residence. So do you own your home? Do you rent your home? Do you still owe on it? Your employment status. So are you employed, part-time, full-time? Do you stay at home? Do you have your own business? Those kinds of things. And then it's going to ask for your total gross income. I have had people reach out that are like, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I don't make any money. How am I supposed to get approved for this? If your spouse is the one bringing in the income, it's your total household income. So I did this for quite some time when I first started becoming a stay-at-home mom. I wasn't bringing in any income. And so I just did our total household income of what my husband brought in, and I got approved almost every single time on all those applications. So it is, for the most part, unless they specify it, it's going to be your total household income. And then on a few of the applications, they may ask for your mother's maiden name or other miscellaneous questions like that. But for the most part, it's just going to be your basic information. And it's really straightforward like that. It takes you roughly 5 to 10 minutes to fill out your application. And then immediately when you put it through, it is going to say approved, denied, or like pending, needs more information. If it goes into pending, that's no big deal. They might just be, it's when you've put in that application, it's just a computer automated thing. So maybe a person needs to look at it, or maybe they're going to call you for more information or something. So if that happens, don't worry. A lot of the times you'll get a reply back. If you are denied on any sort of credit card application, you can always go call the reconsideration line and ask to be reconsidered for that application. Sometimes they just need more information. A lot of the times they'll mail you a letter and tell you why you were denied. So that helps a lot to have a reasoning on why you were denied. And then that can be used also when you're doing your reconsideration as well. But a lot of the times they may overturn it because they just need more information or something didn't go through within the computer system. But if you are denied, it's not a big deal. It happens to everybody, okay? We've all been denied before. And then you can just wait a little bit and then either apply for that card later or go through a different bank and maybe apply for something different. A lot of the times it may be bank specific. And if you went and applied through, let's just say you got denied through American Express and then you went and opened up a Chase card maybe a week later and that got approved. So just maybe pivot your credit card strategy if that were to happen. All right, diving into business credit card applications, they're going to start the same way the personal one goes, and they're just going to ask for your basic personal information, name, social security number, address, all of those types of things. And then it will go into the second half, will be the business related questions. So it's going to ask for your business structure. Is this LLC? Is this a corporation? Is this a sole proprietorship? Put what you have. So if you have a full-blown LLC with paperwork, select that. If you're just selling things on Facebook Marketplace or you're a coach or something on the side, you're going to apply for sole proprietorship, okay? Then it's going to ask for your business name. Again, if you have an LLC or corporation, put your business name. If you are just applying as a sole proprietor for one of those miscellaneous side gigs, you're just going to put your name there, okay? Don't make up some business name that's not real on an application. Just put your own personal name, and I promise you, they're not going to bat an eye at this, okay? I get approved doing this all the time. Then it will ask for the number of employees. This will be a little bit different depending on the bank, and it will put it below on what the actual instructions are. But if it's just you, a lot of the times it'll say, if there are no employees other than yourself, please put 0. Some of the other banks, it may be 1 if it's just you. If, again, you have a full-blown corporation, put down however many employees you have. Next, it's going to ask for your tax ID number. We touched on this a little bit last week. But again, if you don't have a full-blown LLC corporation and you don't have that tax ID number and you're applying as a sole proprietor, you're just going to put your social security number here, okay? You do not have to have a tax ID number. Don't see that on the application and then go, oh, well, I'm out because I don't have that. Just put your social security number. It will ask then for your established business date. Again, put whenever you decided to start this business. It will ask for your annual revenue. Again, do not lie on any of this information. If your business is thriving and making $1 million a year, great, put that down. If you're just selling a couple things on Facebook Marketplace and you're making $100 that year, put that down. I've seen people time and time again get approved for very little revenue. And then it's going to ask for your estimated monthly spend on that credit card. So here's the thing. These credit cards, you don't have to use them just for business expenses. So let's just say you apply for this business card under sole proprietorship. You sell 5 things on Facebook Marketplace and you made $100. you don't really have a real business. You don't have business expenses for your business on Facebook Marketplace. You can use this card on your everyday stuff. So you can use this just like a personal card. Once you're approved, they don't care how you're using it, okay? You can buy your gas and your groceries and your kids' soccer registration and whatever else you may put on there. So you can completely use this as a personal credit card and meet your minimum spend that way. Or if you have a full-blown business, then like for me, for example, we have an LLC. So when we apply for business cards, I use those cards only for the business for like accounting purposes, just to keep everything straight from personal and business. But again, use it however you want and however you wish and put the estimated monthly spend. So if your family spends $2,500 a month and that's what you're probably going to put on that card, then that's what you put. If you have a huge business and you're cranking it out and you're putting $10,000 a month on that card, put that. They just want to know how much you're actually going to utilize that card. Again, if you're only using it for $200 a month or something, you might not get approved because they really want you to utilize this card. So those are really the questions that they're going to ask you on the business application. And then again, it'll go immediately into approved, denied, or pending. One of the things I do love about American Express, though, is it will go through with everything. And then it will say, it'll say like, you're approved. Do you want to go through with this? And so it's nice because right before pulling a hard credit pull, they'll allow you to say if you really do want that card or not. So you can kind of see if you've already been approved or not without that hard credit pull, which I really like. Chase, it just automatically goes into approved and then you get your card. So American Express kind of gives you that like see before you buy it type of thing, if you know what I'm trying to say. So I do like that about that bank. So that's everything that you need to know. It was a quick, short episode, but I get so many questions on applications and what am I supposed to fill out and all these scary things. And it really isn't that intimidating. One other thing, just in case you're new around here and you haven't heard me talk about authorized users on all of these credit card applications, they're going to ask if you want to put an authorized user. 90% of your circumstances, you're going to put no. Do not add your spouse as an authorized user because that is going to go against all of our credit card strategy. We don't want to add them because we want them to open this same card on their own, refer them, get those referral bonus points, and double your points as a couple when you're doing this credit card travel points thing. So if you're really looking to maximize your points, we're not going to add our spouses as authorized users. For those business applications, if you do have other employees, like for example, with our LLC, we have two other employees. And so on some of the credit card applications, if there's not like a fee for another card, I have opened up another card so that they can have their cards too, but all those points from all of their cards pool to ours. And so it works out in our benefit and allows them to buy things for the business when we need it. So those are some of the circumstances that would allow, again, maybe if your spouse has not great credit and you're trying to build up their credit so that they can start opening up some of these cards to help along in your travel points journey, that would be another exception. So there are a few exceptions to that, but for the most part, don't add them as an authorized user because you're losing out on thousands and thousands of points when you do that. So that's everything that you need to know. If you have any questions or if you're struggling with credit card applications or getting approval, you are always welcome to message me, email me, Instagram, whatever, and I'm more than happy to help you with any of this that you need. So I hope this was really helpful, and I will catch you guys next week.